Hey, and welcome to Bye Bye Bye. I'm Imogen.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Claire.
And this is an ostensibly an advice podcast where we take your questions and answer some of them. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
We have to say apologies for the delay in episode, but last week we had technical difficulties. Brandon slipped out of the time stream. She caught whatever weird time disease Claire used to have.
Time clap.
And
time clap.
Yeah. And we've had the time clap, chlamydia.
We've had the time clap so many times. Fred, it's more like Fred, it's like applause.
Clap marker.
It's not the Rona though, so it's okay. Oh. We're all hanging out in self isolation. Well, not self. We're social distancing.
Yeah. Oh, we're on. Mm. We're on shelter in place.
Yep. So yep. Are we 2 out of 3 here?
What is? So explain to me exactly what shelter in place is.
It's basically self quarantining voluntarily.
Yeah, you're not supposed to go absolutely anywhere except for like for essentials and stuff.
Yeah, it's
so you're
like,
only meant to go shopping and that's it.
Yeah, you can go shopping. You can go to like, I don't know. It did say we could do like physical activity. I don't know.
Like walk around the block and stuff, so you don't go.
Yeah, like I don't think
nuts.
I think you can walk around like outside your house or something. Yeah, but you can't.
As long as you don't like.
You're not supposed to travel anywhere or anything.
Yeah. I mean, it's
yeah, and you're also not
it's voluntary quarantine basically, but like, it's not really voluntary because the government is like, we're going to warn you once, and then there'll probably be some repercussions the second time.
Probably.
Although
I mean,
our whole
we needed it here, people kept fucking going out. Like,
so did we. We're actually closed to visitors. Hawaii is closed. Go home. Like people just wouldn't stop going to the beach. Like they
just
have
to go home, but you can't
stay
here.
My God, I don't know if you guys saw, but the first hot day we had since this started.
Oh no,
Bondi Beach was packed.
Oh my god,
like literally, like less than a meter between each person, and there's photos of it everywhere. It's just so disgusting. But yeah, 2 days ago, 100 new cases of coronavirus in Sydney in the backpacking area of Bondi.
Oh,
funnily enough,
I'm shocked.
So
yeah,
fuck you guys.
Yeah, I've
seriously
been pretty much waiting for the shelter in place because every time I'd go out for like groceries or whatever, like me and Travis had been going to the park because it's like a way to get out without being near people. Mm. And it was busier than usual, like on the roads everywhere.
Yeah, did they give you warning?
People, it's not a vacation.
Did they give you warning to prepare? Like ours doesn't technically start for 2 hours.
We have 2 days. We're in shelter in place on Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Ours starts today. They gave us like 24 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got the schools are not closed, but the principal of my kid's school said to keep them home if you could. So I've got two kids and a husband at home. We're sharing the office. The workman is still building the porn dungeon, which is nice because there's only one of them. So he can just come in and lock himself in the room and do building.
He gets to socially isolate while working. That works.
Yeah, he's socially isolating in our not quite built room.
I give you permission to go in and smudge the room like before and after. Kidding.
I'm not allowed to smudge. That's cultural appropriation. You know that.
It's fine.
I'm
if
so,
I give you
I'm so
permission.
Goddamn white, Brandon. I'm so goddamn
if
white.
I give you permission. It's fine. I speak for all.
Can
natives.
I put a dream catcher in my car too then?
I mean, at your own risk, fine.
Put a dream catcher in my car and I'll wear a headdress and
wow, well,
no, you
white
have to
people.
Get a Dreamcatcher tattoo, come on.
Give you an inch, you take a fucking mile or a continent, you know, whatever.
Exactly, this is what I'm telling you. Don't give me permission for anything, because you know what will happen.
Oh, my favorite joke is that, like, natives have been waiting for a travel ban from Europe for, like, 300 years.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, I like that one a lot. Oh man!
Oh, so I guess we can we can skip the wellness check-in. It sounds like we're all doing okay.
We're all doing great, clearly.
I don't know if I'm doing great. I mean, it's funny because nothing's changed for me personally except that now I have my whole family at home all the time.
Yeah.
sorry, I haven't got the Rona, I promise. But yeah, it's so it's weird for me because sorry.
You should have been on the road.
I'm Yeah, I'm very sure I don't have it.
I don't know. Maybe you should send that workman home.
Oh, no. We had, a long chat with the builder today, but we had it from like 4 meters away from each other. So that was fine.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny. I mean, like, I think it's a good opportunity on this show for us to give advice on working from home.
I know. I think, we're all experts.
Yeah. I know. I think between the three of us, we have varying degrees of success with it, too.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. Like, I've got some emotional ennui going on just because of the state of the world. But otherwise, it's like, this is kind of normal.
This is kind of normal. Yeah. I mean, I can't go to the gym and I can't, like.
Yeah, like, it's a little less human interaction than I'm used to, but way more Travis, so I guess it balances out.
Oh, my God. I don't know if I'm the only one. Like, he's not even doing anything that's distracting, but, like, my husband's sheer presence in the house is, like.
Oh, mine's been doing the dishes a lot more, so I don't care. He can be home as long as he wants.
I just can't focus on anything. Like, he's not doing anything. Like, this is all a me thing. He's not causing any distraction, mostly, like, 95% of the time.
Yeah,
but
I mean, those little disruptions can mean a lot. Like,
now,
it took me a while to get back into my normal schedule, even though ostensibly nothing should have changed, but just having a husband around is like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, is it good without the routine of taking the kids to school? Because what I do in the morning is I get the kids ready for school, I take them to school, I take the dog for a walk.
Yep.
And the time between the time I get up and before the kids get up is time where I usually do work. Like, I'll usually sit at my computer and write. And for some reason, that's just my most productive time. So I write and I do other things like that in that little stretch of time. But because Murray's getting up and not going to work, and because he needs this office as well, because he kind of does.
Yeah.
And, like, he's actually earning money, so I'm allowed to let him have the office. It's kind of just throwing that out of whack a bit. But I think we'll settle into it. The big thing that's going to be big for us is because we're going to have to fucking homeschool the kids. But that's okay. I mean, they've given the kids like electronic tasks. They've got like a Google Classroom or something that where they can do stuff.
Yeah.
But also, I mean, I'm very lucky in that our kids are both pretty academically okay.
Yeah.
And we've kind of threatened them with, you have to do an hour of reading and an hour of writing a day. And they're like, Mom, we don't even do that much at school. Like,
oh, well. Good thing we're not at school. Yeah. I mean, I really feel for, go ahead, sorry.
Sorry, my son sat down on the couch and read a science book today while I was playing Animal Crossing. So I was like, that's good. That's it. We're done today.
Done all this today. I mean, you really only need a couple of hours, according to all the very smug homeschool parents who are helpfully giving much advice right now. And that's unfair of me. That's unfair of me. There are, like, homeschool people out there who are being genuinely helpful and who understand that this is an odd situation for all of us. But then there's the ones who are like, we were homeschooling before it was mandatory. And I'm like, oh, my God, do you not realize this is not the same thing? Like, we're not teaching Bible study, Patricia.
We're not teaching Bible study, and we're certainly not teaching anti-vaccinating vax propaganda.
Oh, my God. But I do have to give some credit to the class of 2020, though, because they're really getting ripped off this year. And in fairness, I mean, they were born right after 9/11 here, you know, and so they came into the world with all of that anxiety and trepidation, and now they're graduating under pretty much the same situation. Well, not the same situation, but you know what I mean, like the same circumstances, and everything's being canceled. Like, Baby Vice prom's canceled. We're still not sure if graduation's going to happen. The local university has canceled all formal graduation. Like, there's no ceremonies or anything like that. So, yeah, it sucks.
Yeah,
and I'm sorry, kids.
So much stuff we're missing out on. Yeah. It's not fair. I mean, it's obviously not fair for anyone. I mean, I don't know. Like, shit was weird when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Because we were going to get blown up in a nuclear war pretty much from day dot. That was our That was our big thing, you know, we were going to die in a nuclear explosion.
No,
we didn't die.
It was fine because we would sit in the hallway with a book over our head. It's fine. Or get under our desk.
That's not how we had duck and cover.
That was fine. It was fine. That's all you had to do.
Look at just the explosion.
Get under your desk. Put a book over your head. You're fine.
You're fine. All good. No worries. So that was weird, but it was sort of ongoing low-level anxiety, which I kind of get. I suppose we do have that now too, don't we? That ongoing low-level anxiety about the imminent well, climate change and, oh man, this is getting depressing. We should answer some questions and be silly and funny instead.
Well, I was gonna ask if we should make suggestions for keeping to a home work routine or not going crazy while you're working at home. Like, my bipolar ass has to keep a schedule.
And if you're not used to keeping a schedule, start small.
Yeah, start
just
small.
Like a few things, you know, you can do.
Get up at the same time every day and make your bed, you know. Yeah. For me.
Yeah, one of the things that.
For me, getting up and, like, showering and getting dressed, like, I'm going to leave the house, really helps. Like, it sets the tone for the day.
Like, at least, even if you're not going to put on, you know, work clothes or whatever, put on new clothes. Don't stay in your pajamas.
There you go.
I guess he's sitting in his pajamas right now. But yeah,
I mean, if you normally
early for you,
if you normally sit around in your pajamas all day, I mean, fine. I'm not here to judge.
I don't actually. So it's because I didn't have to take the kids to school, so I didn't get dressed. The big thing that I actually saw a really really helpful post on Tumblr recently about if you're ADHD, which I am self-diagnosed, but I'm pretty sure I am, is clump tasks together if you can.
Yeah.
So it's a really, really good thing. So for example, when I said when I take the kids to school, I take the dog for a walk straight afterwards.
Yep.
That's a single task instead of two tasks. Yeah. So it's just something I do automatically. It's like also like I always brush my teeth in the shower because I'm in the shower. And so that means that's two tasks again clumped together. And it's like when you
brush your teeth in the shower.
A lot of people do that. It's weird.
Is weird.
Why wouldn't you?
Why is it weird? I put soap in my mouth.
Why would you put soap in your mouth?
Soap in your mouth?
I didn't say I would put soap in my mouth. I said I don't want to get soap in my mouth. I'm all soapy and lathered.
You don't do
up.
It while you're soapy. You don't do it while you're soapy. You do it at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would do it at the end before I scrub my body down in case I spit on myself. But
oh, that's half the fun. No, you just don't just spit on yourself.
Oh, Imogen's kinks are coming out.
Been inside for too long.
Oh man, like crap. I know that when I get really hyper fixated or my schedule gets thrown off and I'm not doing my normal routine, because like Imogen, I get up and I take a kid to school and I go to the gym and then I come home and start my work, get cleaned up and start my work day, but I forget to do basic things like pee or eat.
Yeah.
You know, so I actually have to set myself timers when my schedule is thrown off, and it's actually a really useful thing for people with bipolar disorder is to set alarms so that we remember to do little things like that. I think Unfuck Your Habitat actually has a good system of cleaning. It's like it's like 10 minutes every hour or something like that, or 40, 20. I can't remember.
It's like 10 minutes on, 5 minutes off. Like something it depends. Like that. You can alter the that's what when I used Unfuck Your Habitat, I altered the timing because I could only really do 10 minutes at a time and I could never do more than that. So I'd do 10 minutes on, 15 minutes off, which is, you know, and then you can swap it around so you have more time on than off.
Yeah, that's pretty much how I live my life. Like like I get up in the morning and I like organize my little bullet journal and I decide what I'm going to do and approximately when I'm going to do it, and I try to stick to it. And it helps. After a while it becomes habit, but I also don't like make myself sick from not peeing.
Oh man. That's all very well and good, but at the moment I'm not doing any of it because I'm playing Animal Crossing instead. Because I decided about 3 days ago that fuck the world, and I'm gonna make myself a little island where I'm happy. And that's what I've been doing.
I can't hyper fixate on it too much because due to all the Rona fun, Amazon only, first they canceled our order, and then they shipped one of them, and now they're going to ship another.
Oh,
I think
no.
It's going to get here tomorrow sometime, maybe. So yeah, me and Travis have just been, luckily we've got the two switches, so we just swap back and forth every once in a while.
Oh man. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I I have to limit myself because I've actually got work and deadlines and stuff that I've gotta put out. And so I can't be fucking around on my little island all day. Oh. Because I have to be fucking around on my little island all day.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. No, I spent like 3 days straight getting to the point where I have a museum because I needed the museum so badly.
Oh my God.
So I've got the museum
I'm
now.
I'm dying without that fucking museum. I've caught so many things. I'm like,
yeah, I just piled up outside the buildings.
What?
Yeah, you can pile them all up on the island. It's great.
What?
It's so funny.
Fuck! Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. You can just leave them randomly all over the island in tanks and
yeah,
you can
stack
them.
Yeah, and then
it
also counts as exterior decorate.
Oh,
yeah,
fuck
so
off!
You get Nook Miles for it.
Man, I've been selling everything. I was like, oh, I'm so pissed. I gotta sell this because I don't have room to keep it in my bag. Oh, fuck right off. I'm so mad.
Well, shall we stop the recording so you can go get some fish?
No, it's fine. I got work to do.
Oh, man. I just had so much fun. And I've got my slightly bigger house and I'm paying off my second home loan. And I'm just like, this is so cool. I don't know why I never played it before. I actually got it for, there's a phone version of it, isn't there? An iOS
yeah, Pocket
version.
Camp, yeah.
Yeah, and I got that, but I never really got into it.
Oh, I've
been
playing since the GameCube version.
Ooh.
Yeah, my kids have both got, what are they called? The handheld Nintendo things.
DS.
DSs. Mm-hmm. And that's what New Leaf's on, isn't it?
Yeah. That's the one that was my first one.
Mm.
And it was so fun.
Because they've been watching me play going, oh, are you going to play Animal Crossing again? They like watching me play, but but they don't have, I haven't told them they can get on the island.
I only really started, I put this game on like the television, like I'm playing it as a console instead of handheld. And that's made all the difference. Like, I just pull up my little beanbag chair and my backrest, and I just, like, flop on the floor like I'm 8 years old.
Yeah, I've got the Switch Lite, so I can't do that.
Does the Switch Lite not go onto the TV?
Nope. It's just a handheld.
Ooh.
So it's like
how much is a Switch? Okay,
it's $100 cheaper than a standard Switch. So I think it's $200 instead of $3.
And it's just it just means that they can do all the Switch its games.
Yeah, it's still the same. You just can't play it on the TV. It's just a handheld. Mm.
So it's basically like
you're probably out of stock.
An expensive DS.
Well, it's like a better DS, far better DS.
Okay, that's fair. That's the first game I've liked the default starting outfit I got. So.
Oh, yeah, you look really cute.
I look really cute. Like, I'm straight out of Letterkenny. I just need my Chorin boots. I'm so mad. Like, I've never been so angry that I only catch fish. I've been trying to catch boots forever.
I found a trash island today.
What?
Where you only caught trash.
Have you guys...
I was like, oh, fuck.
Have you guys seen that guy who didn't pay off his loan? He just spent all the money planting flowers and he got a bunch of Nook Miles. So he had like 4,000, like 400,000 Nook Miles or something like that. And he divided them up and used one half of it for traveling around other islands. And he went to an island that was pretty much all tarantulas.
Oh yeah. The tarantula island.
Oh God. Yeah.
And
he
just loaded his bags with tarantulas, and I mean, he got stung a lot and passed out a lot, but it doesn't send you back home if you pass out on the island. So you can just keep hunting tarantulas, whatever.
Oh, I haven't seen a single tarantula yet, but I have seen two scorpions.
I saw one, and I was so mad because it was behind a tree. Like, it ran behind a tree, so I couldn't see where it was.
Yeah.
So I couldn't even try to catch it, and then it scared me, and...
Yeah,
and then it went away.
I saw one and I couldn't figure out how to sneak, and I ended up running at it, so it stung me. Which I get stung all the time. I have no caution about it whatsoever.
But you guys like? I think that the Southern Hemisphere islands have different stuff on them.
Probably
than the Northern Hemisphere ones.
Well,
I've seen scorpions,
weather.
But no tarantulas.
You're in different weather right now, so.
Ah, right. Okay. Yeah. So I've been trying to get. I've been trying to visit all my Northern Hemisphere friends so I can get weird bugs and stuff. So bloody open your islands, you bastards.
Oh, do I have to do something to do that?
You don't have...
you have to have a Nintendo membership to do it, unfortunately. So
yeah,
you
I've
have to pay
it.
A bit of money.
I think I have one.
Yeah.
I think. You don't have my
it's about
code,
$29.
I've got mine open. I mean, the problem is you're probably mostly playing when I'm asleep.
I don't know. You sleep in weird times.
Not anymore. I have a set schedule. I go to
she
bed.
She actually keeps a regular bedtime now. But she's the weird one.
Look, if I don't have a normal schedule, I will fucking not sleep at all.
Yeah. Yeah, no. I'm glad you've got a normal schedule of sleeping now.
Oh, yeah. You've really fixed your sleep hygiene well. So proud.
Was that sarcasm?
No. No, that was... okay, for once in my life, that was not sarcasm.
I've been wondering why I haven't seen Claire around as much, just because she's actually getting some sleep.
She's actually practicing healthy habits and trying to get her shit in line.
I'm so proud of you.
Snaps for Claire.
Yes.
Oh, should we take?
I'll send you a gift. Because I need to go to your island so I can send you presents. I sent a friend of mine a telescope today. So
nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, someone's getting a telescope for me. I can't remember what the other funny thing is that I was going to give, but you know that box where, like, junk gets left? People are going to start getting those from me.
Awesome.
Congratulations, whoever gets my cardboard box.
No way, man. I kept my cardboard box. That was my table for a while.
Oh, yeah. That's smart. Okay. That's smart. All right.
I need to I will load up the channel in the Discord with all my... Animal Crossing pics, because it's so lovely. I mean, this is the thing. I mean, I'm saying, like, we talked about keeping to a routine and stuff. It's really, really important, and that's good, especially if you're working from home and trying to get tasks done. Also, just God, get yourself some nice, happy serotonin from Animal Crossing if you can. It's lovely.
It's given me what I had hoped Pokemon Sword and Shield would. I thought it would be just a nice, relaxing, fun, chill gaming experience. And as much as I love Pokemon, it's not the same thing. Like, this is so chill.
Oh, no. Animal Crossing is the definition of, like, a chill game. That's why I love it. That's why I've played every one of them, because they're so fun.
Yeah, I mean, there's no time urgency. Apparently, Nook stays open all night. So, yeah. I mean, there's nothing.
Oh, no, Nook's closes at 10. But there's a sorry, I need to tell you these things. There's a box outside you can leave stuff on in that you will get paid for in the morning. So.
Huh. Oh.
Yeah. But well, yeah, it closes at 10.
Nook was still letting me in at 11.
The museum. Oh, no. The Nook's tent stays open 24 hours, but the shop, when you build the shop closes at 10.
Oh, I don't have a shop yet. Okay, that explains it.
Yeah, I still need those 30 fucking iron.
Oh, yeah. You need to go Nook Miles and hit some rocks. You'll get heaps of iron.
I did.
Yeah, I did.
I got a shitty island when it sent me to an island. It was like, here, go to this island. It was just like a shitty little stream that spiraled around the island. And it was like, get some shitty stream fish that you can already get at home. And there's like two rocks. No. I was like, and it was cherry trees that you already have. I was like,
Oh, no, you got cherries, do you? What fruit do you have, Brendan?
Oranges and soon pears.
Oranges.
I have oranges and pears.
Oranges.
I'm so mad I have cherries.
And pears.
Cherries are the stupidest.
Please, when we get off this call, fucking open your island so I can come and visit you, please.
Yeah.
Why? What do you have?
Cherries, and eventually I'll have peaches.
I was gonna say, who's got peaches?
And I've got. I'm gonna. Have,
I will have peaches when they grow.
Yeah, I've got.
I've got cherries
growing, and I've got coconuts growing.
I need my butt trees.
Yeah, I've got cherries.
I need my butt trees.
Cherries, peaches, apples, and coconuts.
Nice.
And bamboo I've got now.
You can grow bamboo?
So
that's amazing.
You can.
All right.
It's probably not very good for the ecosystem of the island, though, because bamboo's a fucking pest if you don't know.
Is it? It's great and renewable, though. Like, it's bomb for building in real life. I don't know about Animal Crossing, but anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, also in real life, it is, like, it grows, like, fucking bonkers, so
yeah
your neighbors
it's so sustainable.
You grow some and then it'll spread.
Oh, it grows everywhere here, imagine that. We're halfway through the show. Should we take some questions?
Yeah.
No, can we just talk about Animal Crossing all day?
Okay.
let's take some questions.
I tried to, if you missed last week's episode where we busted through a ton of questions, I tried to recoup a couple, but we had so many good new ones that I mostly moved on.
Yeah, sorry everybody.
Yeah, sorry everybody. My fault. Probably didn't reblog something on Tumblr that was supposed to make sure I had good luck.
Yeah, you got one of those. If you don't reblog this,
your podcast will fail.
I also realized today as I was going through the pre-recording ritual that I didn't, like, I had lit the flannel candle last week when I was making notes, but then I put it out so that I could go eat lunch, and I didn't light it when I came back, so that's probably what happened. I didn't have my podcast candle burning.
That'll be it. That'll be it.
So, anyway, stay-at-home challenge questions. Ryan wants to know, social distancing watch list. Go.
I'm sorry. Do that again. I missed it.
Social distancing watch list. She wants to know what movies we recommend.
Oh, I thought you like social distancing watch list, like stuff to look out for.
Watch out. Oh, shit. Imogen's right outside my window.
She's coughing
and saying it's not the Rona.
She's licking the window, coughing.
Oh, boy. Yes, no, watch list. What did I watch? What did I want to watch? Well, we talked about Castlevania.
We talked about Castlevania a lot last week.
So obviously we recommend Castlevania
for your viewing enjoyment.
Oh, we did recall that we talked. Yeah, we missed all the Alucard's fat titties conversation, which was, that was golden. I'm sad that's gone.
Yeah.
You missed a lot of waxing poetic.
We did talk a lot about the importance of being very cautious if someone suddenly wants to bang you.
Yes.
Especially in these times.
Yeah, we spoiled it all too.
Yeah,
so
we did. So it's good, I guess, that it's lots of time. But so Castlevania's definitely on there.
What happened last week was Warren Ellis came and infected our feed so that we wouldn't be able to spoil Castlevania for everybody.
Yeah, sorry guys,
Stick
you missed out.
Stick to the fat titties and that's it. No talking about anything else. Yeah.
Nope.
But really, Warren, if you want a guest on our podcast, you have my email.
Speaking of fat titties, I would also suggest The Witcher. Travis is finally watching that, so that's been a fun rewatch.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Suggested in our Invisible Gone episode, Good Omens, because if you're going to enjoy the end times, might as well enjoy it.
There you go. And a lot of movies got released early, too.
Yeah, there's a lot. Yeah. Like, if you're going to get, like, a month of a streaming subscription or something, now's a good time, because a bunch of movies got released early, so.
Yeah.
I would also recommend, if you old like me, go back and rewatch all of your old British sci-fi shows like Blake Seven, because I'm definitely going to rewatch all of Blake Seven.
Ahsoka's finally back on the Clone Wars, so now is it a good time to catch up on the Clone Wars.
She's also going to be...
Claire, have you heard the news about Ahsoka?
I have, and I got yelled at on Twitter because supposedly Rosario Dawson is transphobic.
What?
So I got yelled at for being excited.
She's not. I actually have. I remember that, and that was all debunked and dumb. So, yeah, fuck that. Anyway,
yeah. So I was just like, who knows? I'm just excited about Ahsoka.
Yep. Sorry, guys. I'm just excited.
I mean, that's the way of Twitter or the internet in general. If you get excited about anything, someone's gonna be like, no, you're a monster.
Yeah. I take everything with a grain of salt. Well, it's fine. It's fine.
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 She's still Ahsoka, yeah. Fuck it. Do you want to watch?
Oh, sorry.
What do you want to watch? Watch Clue. It's the best movie ever. With Tim Curry in it. Sit down and watch every single movie/TV show that has Tim Curry in it, because he is golden in everything he touches.
Yeah, that's
true. It doesn't matter what it is. You can just skip to the bits with Tim Curry in it. It doesn't matter. Actually, someone out there must have made a supercut of all of Tim Curry's roles and just put them all together.
But best. With all due respect, fuck it. So.
Oh, is he in it?
Okay, Muppet Treasure Island.
Oh,
definitely.
That one's, yes. Yeah. That one's good.
All the Muppet movies. All
right.
All of the Muppet movies.
I'm just saying, if we're going Tim Curry.
If we're going Tim Curry, you might as well play Dragon Age Origins, too. I mean, get out there.
Who is he in?
He was Rendon Howe.
Oh, he's... Fuck me, he was. Yeah. I forgot.
He was Rendon. Oh, wow. I mean, I'm the one who played the Kuzlan origin like 80,000 times. So
that's true. Yeah, yeah. I only played it the once. Yeah. Oh wow, cool. Yeah.
I did. Yeah, I'm just abominable with faces and voices and anything. Like, fucking, I could be in something and I would
myself. Oh, all right.
That's you every week when this podcast comes out.
Canada wants to know, do you clean your laundry baskets?
Nope.
Interesting. That would...
I'm waiting for you.
I suppose I had some.
I'm waiting for you about the answer. You don't? Like, you don't nope. wipe out the laundry basket? Especially, like, when
you put...
I don't see,
my basket is, there's a bag that hangs in the basket, and you put all the clothes in the bag, and then the bag goes to the wash.
Well, then technically you're cleaning the basket. You're cleaning the part that the dirty clothes go in before you put the clean clothes
back
in.
Oh, I don't clean that part. It's just that I carry it with me to put the wash in.
You don't wash it?
Nope.
Oh, man. Ours gets washed.
No, I don't wash mine either.
We have one for kitchen towels, and it gets washed every time. We do towels.
Like, is it like a plastic thing or is it?
No, it's a canvas bag. Like it comes
up.
Oh,
no. See, we use plastic. We use plastic buckets.
Well, that's just the one for our kitchen towels. Like I have regular plastic baskets for everything else, but like.
See, we've got a garbage chute for our washing basically. Cause we've got our laundry's in the basement.
Right.
Oh yeah. So yeah. One of my friends had that. I always thought it was cool.
Yeah.
So when we don't have a chute for it. We just throw the stuff down the stairs.
Oh, see, my friend did have a chute. We get just open it up and whoop down into the basement.
Yeah, that'd be so cool. But yeah, we've just got stairs, so I just chuck it down the stairs and then pick it up from the floor of the basement and stick it in the. So I do have a bucket to collect it in the various rooms, if that makes sense. But they're plastic.
Okay.
So
yeah, I guess what we have is what you would call a hamper. I guess I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The plastic
cloth.
Yeah, like the plastic basket hampers or whatever.
Yeah.
And so like when I put dirty clothes in the washer, I wipe it out with a towel. Before I put clean clothes back in it.
Uh-huh. You're very conscientious and probably not going to get the Rona. I don't do that. I don't do that. I don't
wipe
my ass out.
Oh. I also wash all my bath towels and mats and rugs and stuff once a week and dry them on the sanitize setting of my dryer. So I'm maybe not the best metric to judge by. Anyway, Canada, I do, but Claire and Imogen are filthy, filthy animals.
Look, I think we established that a long time ago.
Yeah, a filthy animal. I'm fine with that.
And they call natives savages.
And I promise,
oh my God.
I promise to you, if you ever come to visit me, I will wipe out the clothes basket before I wash your clothes.
Oh, we have one that needs like a full-size standing one that needs wiped out. But moving on, speaking of cleanly habits, Jill asks, do you pick your nose or lie about it? I mean, those are the only options.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Well, you're right. That's like the one that my husband dives a lot. And he wears a wetsuit to dive, obviously. And the diving instructors always say, you know, there's two types of people in the world. There's people who pee in their wetsuits and people who lie.
I mean, when you gotta go, you gotta go. The fish are peeing. Why not?
Yes, so exactly. The worst thing about that is like, I actually went, when I was pregnant with Marat, with my daughter, I went to New Zealand and I was about 4 months pregnant. And, you know, 4 months pregnant is a time where you need to pee every 30 seconds.
Yep.
Because it's just started to press down your bladder. And we went swimming with seals in a fjord because that's a great idea, you know, especially when it's like the fjord does ice run off when you're pregnant. I don't know. Anyway, I put on a wetsuit to do this, of course, because otherwise I would have frozen to death. And I was freaking so – I was in misery the whole time because I needed to pee the whole time. Because the wet – not only was I pregnant with the baby pressing down on my bladder, but the wetsuit itself was also really tight because I was just showing. So it was just like this constant pressure all around my bladder the entire time. And then, it was the most – oh God, I still have nightmares about it. It was dreadful on every level. Anyway, Anyway, folks, I peed in that suit. I had to. There was no way I could get it.
I mean, I could compile a list, a non-exhaustive list of all the places I've peed that would probably horrify people that don't have my bladder issue.
So now who's nasty, huh?
This is why you have to wash out your, your bloody hamper.
That's why I wash out the hamper and scrub my toilet regularly. I mean, if you've flown on a commercial airline, sorry, guys, you've sat in someone's pee. Good times.
Good times.
You know what?
Do you guys pick your nose or not? We didn't ask the question.
Yeah. Yep. See, for me, picking the nose is not the issue. It's where you put it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
put it in a tissue, whatever.
Yeah, and what form it is. Like, don't let me find your dried up, wet, formerly wet boogers underneath the table. Like, guys, don't do that.
I don't know. I know my kids do because they're kids, right?
Right.
But I also have a dog, so they never end up on the floor. Or if they do end up on the floor, they go somewhere else pretty quick. So
I mean, yeah. I've thrown the occasional dry one in the path of my vacuum. I mean, that just seems like conservation of effort. Oh. Sorry.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, I got the Rona. Or I just tried to breathe spit. All right. Whew. I'm going to switch Zom's questions around just because this one's so good. Zom wants to know, can you wash sex toys in the dishwasher?
Yes, you can.
Follow up, should you?
You can. Yeah, absolutely can. And if your dishwasher has a setting which is a disinfectant one, there's no reason why you shouldn't.
They actually did an entire episode about this on Broad City. Like, some dishwashers run too hot and will actually melt higher end.
Yeah, I was going to say, it depends on what you're using. It also, because I know what brought this up, was it was a, I believe it was a, am I the asshole? It might have been relationships, but
oh yeah,
the girl,
because
her male roommate had been washing them without her knowledge with the dishes. And I'm just saying, first of all, you don't need to run it with the dishes, please.
No.
Second, don't do it when another unconsenting person doesn't realize what's happening. Like,
I mean, the water's hot.
Oh god, yes. Can you imagine opening it up once it's dried? I was going, what the fuck?
I mean, the dishwasher sanitizes.
I don't care. I don't care how sanitary it is. If someone I was not having sex with is washing their fucking anything that goes up their ass in with my dishes, I don't want.
I mean, I don't know.
As a courtesy, I would say wipe them off first.
Yeah.
But
I'm not gonna put shit covered butt plug in the dishwasher. That's just rude. sorry guys, I just don't think this is weird.
I don't think it's the weird. I'm just saying common courtesy. Don't just stick them in if someone else doesn't know.
All right. Well, if you come visit
and
again.
Also, there's no reason to put it in with the dishes.
No. Give it its own cycle.
Why would you waste water? Hello. Okay, if you guys come to visit,
I mean,
promise not to wash sex toys in a dishwasher.
If you're fucking thorough, like, you could just fucking wash them normally.
I don't think you need. I don't think you actually need to put them in the dishwasher.
No.
I mean, depending on how elaborate
they are.
Yeah, that
seems like
overkill. Also,
and depending
also,
on the material,
obviously, a lot of them
it's too hot.
And a lot of them are. Yeah. A lot of them are battery powered too, so don't put them in with the batteries or the electronic bits.
Yeah.
Like, I think you could most of the time you can disconnect the bits that are not electronic and stick them in, so that's cool.
Yeah, also check the information that comes with it because, like, a lot of your sex toys are going to be top rack only. So, top rack dishwasher safe.
Oh, God.
Or get one of those little baby baskets that you put baby bottles and nipples in before you put it in the dishwasher.
Oh, a little steaming.
Put it all in there.
The steamer.
Yeah. Yeah, one of those bottle sanitizers. I mean, you don't have kids. Why do you have a bottle sanitizer? You know, reasons. Butt plugs.
That's sex toys. I could put them in the dishwasher. I mean, if it makes you upset, I could put them in the dishwasher. No, it's fine.
Well, I promise not to wash sex toys in my dishwasher if you guys come visit, so.
Cool. Cool.
I talk a way bigger game than I have, though. Like, man, I talk a lot of shit for someone who couldn't write a PG sex scene in a book.
Yep. I mean, how do you write a PG sex scene? Anyway, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
I mean, I showed you.
You did. It was good.
It was good. It was good. I accomplished my goal.
You did.
So, yeah, you can, but you shouldn't. So, I guess.
You can.
I mean,
but
I think you can, and it's fine if you do. I just think all parties should be aware of what's happening. And don't necessarily. And especially, I don't know, if it's not the person you're having sex with, I don't want your fucking sex toys in with my food dishes.
I mean.
Yeah, I do agree with Claire that you shouldn't put, like, obviously if you have a lot, you should wait till you have a full load. So you have a large array of them, then you can put them all in at once.
Well, how many sex toys do you think I have?
Your toilet wand in with your dishes, it's all sanitary.
It's sanitary.
Yeah.
Like, it sanitizes, whatever. Just don't eat at my house, okay? we're great.
Yeah.
Today and things you didn't want to know about Brandon. Melange wants to know songs to learn on the guitar during self-isolation other than Wonderwall, which they believe will only assist with the social distancing efforts.
I know how to play about a half of one song on the guitar. I used to know how to play a lot.
That's a whole half more than I know.
Yeah, I can play. I can play. Oh God, Why Can't I Be You by The Cure? I think is what I can play.
Yeah. Wow. And, you don't even like go half assed. Like.
I learnt every Cure and Smith song when I was in high school.
Nice.
On the guitar.
Nice.
Because I was that kid. but yeah, oh God, just everything, play it all. Hotel California, I think would probably be a good one to learn as well.
That's a good one. Landslide by Fleetwood Mac. Or the Dixie Chicks version. I like that one too. But you'd probably
Tusk.
Yeah.
Tusk is my favorite song at the moment.
I mean, I would just say find one song that you really, really want to know how to play and hammer away at that.
You know what? Just look up the latest Andy McKee album and try to like learn all of that by rote. I dare you. And for those of you who don't know,
I have not heard Andy McKee.
Oh, it's I'll link some of it. I don't know if I should right now because I don't trust myself to touch the recording machine.
Yeah, don't touch the computer
afterwards.
Anymore.
I'll do it after. Fine. I might not remember, but fine.
I mean, it's about 10 minutes from now.
I definitely wouldn't remember after 10 minutes.
Yeah, I was going to say, so you probably
won't. I probably won't remember. Zom would also like to know, what are your favorite dry cough remedies in these COVID-19 times?
Maybe.
Sorry.
I not.
I've got to stop drinking pop while recording.
Yes, you do.
I need that midday caffeine.
No, please never stop. It's so fantastic. I love it. What was the question again?
How do you stop Brandon from belching on the podcast? favorite dry cough remedies.
Basically keep that throat lubed up.
Yeah.
Drink a lot. Tea with honey is good.
Keep swallowing things. Liquidy coating things. Yeah.
Like, I mean, even if they don't do much of their own, cough drops aren't bad just because then you're sucking on them a lot, producing a lot of spit.
Yeah. Sugar-free candies, but
I like
not a lot because you'll shit yourself.
Shower. I sit in the shower for a while because I've got asthma, so
whenever I have a
lung infection or whatever, I sit in the shower and steam up.
Ew.
For ages, which is nice. Actually, you know what? We need to. That's what I should do. Invest in a shower chair.
Oh my God.
Like a chair you can sit in the shower.
Just before
my grandpa
passed, my grandparents redid their bathroom and they got a shower that has like a built-in seat on the side of it. And
nice.
They actually installed it the opposite way of what it was supposed to go because my grandpa wanted it so that he could just like sit under the shower water.
Yeah.
which is ideal. that's what I want.
Yeah. I think I read a Facebook post or a Tumblr thing or something like that about a person who said, whose dad just said, get yourself a shower chair right now. Just get one. Everyone should get one because, you know, it's one of those things that's just, it just makes your life just a little bit easier on every level, especially if you've got mobility issues, obviously it. But even if you don't have mobility issues, if you have things like depression and anxiety and all the sorts of things that, you know, a nice long shower really helps with, but you don't want to stand up for however many hours you end up in there.
Yeah, nobody wants to sit on the floor. First of all, it's nasty. You're not running that through your dishwasher. And
no.
And if you're
it's
like
not sanitary.
If you're like me, it's hard to get back up.
Oh, hell yeah. It's very hard to get back up again. But yeah, you just sit down and just let the water slide all over you and you can just contemplate existence and get a nice steamy lung full of air that will help your dry COVID-19 cough.
Or rub a good one out. I recommend a shower. It's really hard to do in the shower.
Yeah. It's so hard to do that in the shower when you're standing up.
Yeah,
Jesus.
It is.
Guys have it easy.
Right?
Guys have it so much easier than
us. I thought you meant to help your cough and I was like, I don't know if that would help the cough.
It's worth a try.
I guess it might not hurt the cough.
I don't think it hurt the cough at all, no.
I mean, I'd probably care less. Oh my God, it's so bad. I'm on my period like 25 out of 30 days. Anyway, enough about my life.
never enough about your life.
I guess we can skip over the time I slotted in for Animal Fucking Crossing and move on to is there a fic for that?
We could talk about it again if you want.
Well, wait, because
we
think
will be talking about it again because our is there a fic for that is Animal Crossing.
Yes,
which I was astounded. I don't know if there's more in some other area, but I was looking in the video game section on Archive of Our Own, and there's only 371 Animal Crossing.
What?
Yeah, and it's like across all of them because I was like, oh, there's gonna be enough that there's gonna be for each game. No, this is. The entire Animal Crossing series.
Wow.
371.
Okay, I have to know.
Can I ask? Actually,
I have to know how many player
there's
character.
There's 50 explicit. There's 27
how many
mature.
Player character X Tom Nook fix are there?
That I don't know.
Damn.
I only looked into the ratings.
I know some of y'all out there are fucking nasty.
let's see, if I look into the ships, the most,
no kink
the
shaming.
Most are Isabelle and the Villager.
I mean, duh.
Isabelle.
Yeah.
She
and
shows
then,
up, right? Because I don't have her in my game yet.
I don't have her yet either. I've got three new villagers coming tomorrow. And,
let's see, then Mayor/Villager.
Yeah,
I'm not seeing any. At least it's is not there common any, enough that it shows
oh, oh,
up.
Oh, is there any Blathers? Any Blathers slash Villager?
Oh!
See, I don't see any, but... Huh. I mean, at least
I might have found
ship.
My niche.
I know. I was just thinking, I think my niche might be like, spank that capitalist ass fic. Spank me, resident representative.
Yeah, there's so much Isabelle Villager.
Well, I mean, I can't argue that. That's just ow.
What happened?
I just whacked my knuckle on my desk.
Ow.
We're in great shape, guys. We're in great shape.
Yeah, it's all good. We're all good. I've got the Rona. You're destroying yourself, Claire. Sleeping well and practicing self-care.
So Claire's winning. Claire's winning. I mean,
there's some Brewster/Blathers.
Wait, who's Brewster?
he's the pigeon that makes coffee. I don't know if he's
one of the games. Oh yeah. Played. Oh man, I stumbled upon Gulliver yesterday, and I was like, the fuck?
Oh, Gulliver's so funny.
Drunk sailors just washing up on my shore. Is this real life or is this just fantasy?
Travis just had him laying there on the shore. I was like, you can wake him up. He's like, I've tried. And I'm like, try harder.
I tried a few times and I was like, fuck it. You can lay there and breathe sand. I don't care. I had fish to catch. Mama needs her Chorin boots.
He wakes up eventually, and then you chat with him for ages, and then he goes away. So, yeah.
So, listeners.
Also gives you stuff.
Listeners, I really need you to send us your Secret Shame Animal Crossing kink pairing. Like,
yes, please.
I need to know.
I must know.
Give it to me.
Fill out that fic, man.
There's so much potential here. And like literally all the villages are animals, so I'm actually really surprised that this isn't a bigger thing.
I know. I was completely floored. They let me down.
Yeah. The last game, I think the moose was flirting with me, but he was like a meathead, and I was like, yeah, okay, whatever. And then I ignored the game for 6 months, and he moved out, and I was really mad. There, but for the grace of God, go I along the path of degradation with Mary.
You got very excited about that Lion King.
Okay, no, let me explain what happened. Someone, I saw a random tweet, and someone was like, who's sexier, Mufasa or Scar? And I just thought it was like funny shit, because I stumble into this stuff all the time. It's like the story of my life. And I was like, okay, but do they have their original voices? And he was like, yes. And I was like, well, then Mufasa, that's obvious. And then later on, there was like art of them drawn in like beefy outfits and stuff. And I was like, why is this a thing? Like, how did this become a trend? And how did I accidentally wind up involved?
It's furries. That's just furry art.
It's just furry art. And I blindly ran in on what I thought was a funny voice kink joke. James Earl Jones, call me. I want you to leave my outgoing voicemail message. Oh, yeah. So guess what, guys? I don't know if you keep track of the episode numbers as fastidiously as I do.
Apparently I was the one that kept the best track, because I was the one that told us what episode we were on when we started again after 60 years.
In fairness, I had a lot of things going on. But next week, next episode, providing this episode actually goes to post, is our long-awaited, mainly anticipated episode 69.
Woo. Woo! Indeed it is.
It is.
So we would like you to send us in all of your sex questions, basically.
Yeah.
If there's something you'd like to know about, whether or not you should wash your sex toys in the dishwasher, for example, although, you know, I think we've covered that one. send them in.
Yeah.
We have quite a bit of experience.
Yeah,
amongst the three of us.
Apparently.
So I'm sure we can answer most of your questions.
And I mean, what I haven't done personally, I've researched extensively. So
indeed.
Whether or not she feels indeed comfortable writing about it. Apparently.
I know. Send us all your best sex questions. And yes. I don't know. I've told my jizz in the nose story. I don't know if I've told it in full, but I don't know.
Let's spread afar. I mentioned to you that I was talking about it in one of the Good Omens discos.
Oh my God. I was talking about it on Twitter, and baby got up the next morning. She was like, mother. I was like, you've never heard that story before? She's like, well, I have now.
Given how often you talk about it, I'm surprised it took so long.
I can't believe it. I was like, how did you escape this knowledge all this time? This is like 10 years ago.
I feel honored to have been one of the first people you told that story. I think so.
Yeah.
But yes.
Yeah,
tell us your embarrassing sex stories too.
Yes.
Actually, that's always, because one of the things that people don't get, and we've talked about it before on the podcast and extensively, is that sex is hilarious.
It should be.
It's one of those things that's just so fucking funny. And if you can't laugh about it, then you probably shouldn't be doing it.
Basically. Speaking of, I think we could also do, if you've got any sex-related fandom purity nonsense to talk about.
Yeah.
We'll definitely be diving into that a bit on 69. Because
I bet Claire's going to come up with some.
We do want to keep. We do want to keep it nice.
Oh, okay. Fine.
Fine. Nice as possible.
I'm sure Claire will come up with something nice and explicit for, there's a fanfic for that.
Yeah.
I will be on a search.
But it can't be anything like obvious like 50 Shades of Grey or some shit like that, okay?
Oh, who would bother to write?
I've got so much. Oh, maybe now is when I should break out the good omen. There's so much fanfiction.
Oh boy. Yeah, plus we may or may not be drinking if that's an incentive to end a few days.
They got me
questions.
Invited to a Monster Fuckers Discord. I had made a reputation for myself in Good Omens, apparently.
So nice. It's anyone's game. So if you have an embarrassing sex story or a burning, I hope not burning, sex question.
Burning sensation in your nether regions.
Yeah, it's a bad time for that. Sorry.
Don't go to
telehealth.
Don't go to the hospital. but you can tell us all about it in please not lurid detail.
Yeah.
No. Brandon's a coward. Tell us
in lurid detail.
Glory, please.
Yeah. Like.
Yes, we might censor it for the podcast, although that's unlikely. So.
No pictures, though, okay?
No pictures at all.
No pictures.
None. I don't care what.
I don't care what it looks like, and we're not medical professionals, so we're not going to diagnose your dick disease. But you can send your questions to bibibicast@gmail.com.
You can also go to, and people seem to forget this, go to bibibicast.tumblr.com, which still exists, and I've got links to the Twitter and the Instagram and Facebook and all that stuff. We're everywhere, including Spotify now. So
excellent. Mm-hmm. Excellent.
And if you would like to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, that would be lovely. Give us some stars.
Please, you can also
join us on our Discord where you can ask lots of questions that we will answer and then have to throw in the bin because the recording stuffed up. But, you know.
I will reblog all the Tumblr memes. I promise.
Yeah, you'll still at least get to see all the questions and get, I mean, we all talk about it and stuff. Well, we don't. We keep our beautiful advice, sage advice for podcast, but you get to see everyone else's advice and sometimes it's better.
We try really
hard. Sometimes
it's
a lot better. but yeah, join us on Discord. It's such a nice community, and especially at these days, considering everyone's social distancing and sheltering at home and stuff like that.
Yeah.
If you feel like you need to chat, there is just some really, really lovely people in there.
We're here,
we're always up for a chat.
There's lots of fun, friendly people here. And...
Especially if you're
we're also...
West Coast US or later in the day or earlier, I suppose, because I get really lonely about 6 or 7 at night, guys.
And also, we're looking into arranging a few things like a movie watching and stuff like that online together with the people in the Discord. So if you wanted to come and watch some, some Tim Curry movies with us, then you can do that.
I've scripted out the first patrons only special I have. So I'll be working on that.
Yay. Yeah, and we'll see you next week. Stay safe. Keep busy.
Stay home.
We love you.
That social distance.
We love you lots. Yeah, keep that social distancing going on. We'll see you next week. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye,
bye. Bye, bye, bye.
I was going to say, we need to do a clap marker too. That's right.
Okay. Yep.
Clap marker in 3, 2, 1 and
sorry.
Sniff marker. Oh my god!
I was literally about to say no burp this time.
Good sorry.
Thing. I'm gonna do a super
didn't
cut of all your
too
burps.
Soon.
Oh well.
Oh,
at least we didn't lose that.
Oh, I've still got the burp from last week. I'm gonna put that in.
Oh
somewhere.
Yeah, that one was way better. Okay.
It was pretty good. It was so clean too because no one was talking.
Oh god.
I think we're just gonna start.
Let's not tempt fate anymore.
Yeah, it's working, so let's go.
All right.
Okay.